So bringing to mind a friend, the person that's got your back, maybe your pet dog or cat. And if there's no being that's there for you that comes through in that way, perfectly fine to engage nature, ocean, sky, the tree. And then sending out, emanating through these words or through the felt sense of what you've generated, offering this to your friend, your pet, nature. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you live with ease. It may be helpful as we go through if it helps you to put your hand over your heart as a direct connection. Some people find that useful. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you live with ease. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you live with ease. And continuing on for a few moments, silently to yourself, repeating the phrases or emanating the energetic energy of kindness, of care, of goodwill. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you live with ease. And letting the words drop away. Letting the image of this person or this being, this animal or this nature gift just kind of recede. And checking in to see how it is there for you now in your heart. And moving to the neutral person, bringing an image or a experience or a connection. Could be one of the staff folks from here. Maybe the person that you run into often at the shopping center or the gas station. Someone that isn't necessarily in need, as far as you know, but There's just a pleasant kind of exchange or noticing. So bringing them to mind. Again, if there's some other being that's not a person that would fall into this category for you, bringing their image forward or the energy of them or the relationship forward. And as always, finding nature. Maybe some of the birds we've been seeing around. And again, generating this felt sense of kindness, of care, of goodwill. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you live with ease. Having the words fit for you, or having the memory or the creative imagination or the body memory that helps to generate this sense of loving kindness that you then emanate out to this neutral being. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you live with ease. And continuing silently to yourself, the sending or the emanating out of kind, caring energy, wishes. And letting the words recede and drop away. The image or the felt sense of this being, this person, this aspect of nature, just resolving, moving back into the background. And taking a breath there and just noting, taking a look how it is there for you now with the heart. Now bringing forward yourself. May be useful if it's difficult. Some people find this easier. Some people find this more challenging. Maybe helpful or supportive if it's difficult to bring yourself to mind now to see yourself at an age, at a place where you had this sense of being loved and cared for, where there was kindness shown towards you. Again, that kindness or that love or that care could come from a person, from a human being. Could come from an animal being, could come from a nature being, that nature place where you always felt safe and protected, bringing an image of yourself forward there. And allowing the building of that sense of safety, that sense of care, and sending good wishes to yourself through that felt sense place, or with these words. May I be safe and protected. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be healthy and strong. May I live with ease. May I be safe and protected. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be healthy and strong. May I live with ease. May I be safe and protected. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be healthy and strong. May I live with ease. Continuing on silently, sensing into the felt sense of this caring and kindness, this wish for goodwill for oneself. And now, letting the words fall away, letting the image or sense of yourself recede into the background, noticing how it is for you there in the heart now. And moving towards the last category of folks that we're going to bring forward, are moving into a more receptive mode. So we're going to engage the benefactors, but we're going to create a circle of benefactors, a protective circle of our hearts, a protective circle for our well-being. So taking a breath, relaxing, bringing in a person who we call a benefactor. A benefactor is anyone who expresses or shows kindness, love, care, interest in you. Could be a pet, children, the postman, someone you don't even know but who inspires you. When you think of that person, you are inspired. Doesn't have to be a perfect person. Perhaps they're not this way all the time. But when you think of this person, your heart warms. Connecting with your body and having a sense of yourself being here, breathing, comfortable and relaxed. Feel and sense your body so your experience is here, right here, where you are. Using your mind to bring an imagery and memory, calling on the gift of your own mind. Remembering this is a receptive practice, not an extending mode. Begin by calling in from your past, your childhood or when you were younger, someone who was caring, someone who showed the quality of love, an animal, a nature, an experience. Recall the feeling, how good it felt to be near them, beside, with. Taking a few minutes to receive the goodness this person brought you, or this place, or this being. If there is difficulty, that's okay. Just be with that feeling for a few minutes, breathing, letting your heart be touched in any way, receiving, breathing, allowing the image to come, trusting whatever is arising. You don't have to go searching. Whatever memory is coming, trusting. And moving forward, beginning to create this circle of benefactors, let this one be there now. And begin to bring in somebody from your ordinary life, your life now. Someone who has shown this goodwill, this caring. A loved one, a pet. And again, if nothing or no one is coming, no worries. Just imagine something that brings this good feeling. An object, a place, something that is familiar to you. Visualize the smiling face or the warmth of the sun or the puppy love. Receive the feeling, the warmth that may be arising in your heart. Feel the loving support, breathing. Envision them sending you a wish for your deepest well-being and happiness. Then begin to invite another benefactor in. And one by one, bring people in who care about you, who show this quality of loving kindness, this quality of care. Let them be around you, maybe even above you, bringing them into the circle and surround yourself with loving kindness. Receive the gift of care they are sending your way, that is coming towards you, the goodness and the kindness. Let the benefactors in, whoever wants to come in, who has been kind, and you want them there. No matter what you think you deserve, just let it in, the warmth of their loving kindness. Receive this into your whole being, like absorbing the warmth of the sun, breathing. And when you feel ready, if you haven't already, invite in your spiritual benefactors, your mentors and teachers, people that embody a great goodness in a way that has influenced you. other holy beings who have inspired you. They can be living or not. Sacred beings, Buddha, Jesus, Kuan Yin, White Buffalo Woman, or other deities, you don't have to have a personal relationship with them. Perhaps someone you know from stories or writings. Bring them into your circle now and receive the blessing of their wish for you. Gently receiving the wish they radiate. Open to this goodness that is all around you. Feel the warmth of their presence. And when you feel ready, I invite you to join them in their wish for you by appreciating yourself. Feeling the warmth of your own goodness, breathe and soften. You may want to mentally repeat the wish for yourself. May I know the deepest well-being. May I be happy and joyful. Affirm the words, connecting with their meaning. May I receive this wish. May I be happy. And when you feel ready, extend your appreciation back to your benefactors, extending to them a wish for their happiness, their well-being, in whatever way feels right to you, whether it is going to each one and wishing them well, or taking in your entire circle. May each one of you be happy and peaceful. May you know the deepest well-being and happiness. See if you can feel now the circle of love, of giving and receiving, extending and welcoming. Feeling what is here, whatever is here for you. Opening to loving kindness as well as you can. In this last few minutes of the meditation, right now, let it all go. Drop the words and the visualizations and the images without attempting to hold on to anything or get rid of anything. Just let go of the practice. Let go without any frame of reference for your experience right now. Let yourself be. Let yourself be where you might feel a luminous wholeness beyond the separation of self and others. Just let go into this experience now. Be at ease and at rest in the loving support that's here. It's now time for walking. You may continue with the loving kindness practice as you walk. or engage with some of the offerings that Jill presented this morning. Have a good walking period.